I am driven by my inner lover.
Ho ho!
This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I am driven by my inner lover. How wonderful that is, how powerful that is, how joyful that is. To be driven by my inner lover. Could anything be more satisfying? Could anything be more wonderful than to be driven by my inner lover? What is my inner lover? Well, my inner lover is the idea that I live in a world that is beautiful. I live in a world that's harmonious. I live in a world that's filled with joy and peace and all that is good. I live in a world that's utterly fantastic. Yes, indeed, I do. I live in such a world because that is who I am. I am driven by my inner lover. To be driven by our inner lover requires each one of us to listen to that inner lover. The inner lover wants everything to be in divine order at all times. The inner lover wants everything in our world to be its finest and best. The inner lover is always interested in having everything beautiful. Can you imagine coming home after a day's work and bringing flowers to your wife? Bringing flowers to your husband. Hey, husbands like flowers too, you know that? Yes, they do. Yes, we do. Bring flowers home to your wife or your husband. When a husband comes home and sees the table set in a beautiful style, lovingly, oh, you got six kids, so what? Still, the table is set in a loving way. The children are taught also to be driven by their inner lover, the inner lover that loves beauty, that loves joy, that loves harmony, that loves balance, that loves love. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Herb, you are a certified nut, I tell you. Where in the world are you going to find anything, anybody, anywhere like that? Well, I'll tell you. You'll find them right inside of you, just like I find it right inside of me. I am driven by my inner lover at all times. I'm driven by my enjoyment of beauty, my enjoyment of peace, my enjoyment of love, my enjoyment of balance, my enjoyment of harmony, my enjoyment of all things good and beautiful, my enjoyment of puppy dogs and babies, my enjoyment of elderly people who love themselves, my enjoyment of middle-aged people who find life thrilling and exciting every single moment, of children who run out to play and say, wow, how wonderful. Well, what are they going to play? Who cares? Who knows? They're going to play running around the yard, shouting and saying, I'm happy, I'm happy. What are they happy about? They're happy because they are in contact with their inner lover. When a baby sucks on his toe, he's in contact with his inner lover and he's happy. When you kiss your wife, or you kiss your husband, or you kiss your children, or when you kiss anyone, even mentally kissing them, you mentally kiss someone with your love, your balance, your harmony, your goodness, because your inner lover drives you to do it. Your inner lover drives you to be peace. Your inner lover drives you to drive along the road sensibly, harmoniously, joyously, and all the world is in balance and harmony. Your inner lover drives you to do your work in such a way that you are happy at the end of the day. Your inner lover makes you feel 10 feet tall. That's alliteration, of course. It makes you feel totally good and beautiful. At all times, my inner lover always says to me, Herb, you're a wonderful guy. Herb, I'm glad I was born in you. Herb, I'm glad we connected. Herb, my inner lover is me. My inner lover says it likes me. My inner lover says, Herb, tell the world how wonderful it is. Well, I Herb say, hey, how about telling it how wonderful I am? Herb, if you tell the world how wonderful it is, you have to be wonderful yourself for you to say that about the world. And when you say that about the world, they recognize that you are talking about it and you are talking about yourself at the same time. Don't worry about credit. Don't worry about people appreciating you being driven by your inner lover. Don't worry about being appreciated by you being a gentle, loving, kind, thoughtful, courteous person. Don't worry about the world thinking that you're cold or you're warm or you're happy or you're healthy or you're wealthy or you're poor or you're whatever. Don't worry about it. Because you are not any of those things. You are only your attitude about life. You are only your attitude about who and what you are. You are driven by your inner lover to be all things good and beautiful now and forever. Yes, we live in a life where now and forever we're driven by that inner attitude that says, go, go, go. And isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to go, go, go? Isn't it wonderful to be so happy, so fantastic, so joyous? Isn't it wonderful to be so magnificent? Isn't it wonderful to know who and what you are? Isn't it wonderful to have music singing out in your heart? Isn't it wonderful to have all things be yours? Isn't it wonderful to know that life is wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to know that you are the most glorious, fantastic being on the face of the earth? Isn't it wonderful to know that all is good and beautiful? Isn't it wonderful? Oh, my, yes, it's wonderful. My, yes, it's wonderful. And you live with that music in your heart, with a drive in your soul that says, I'm driven by my inner lover. I am driven by my inner lover, and I love it, I love it, I love it. That's who I am. Let this music sing out in your heart, in your soul, in your life, in who you are. Let this life be your life as it is mine. I live a life of unconditional love. Wherever I turn, whatever I do, however I think, whatever I say, my life is a life of unconditional love. And as a life of unconditional love, I feel so wonderful, so happy, so filled with peace. I feel so filled with everything that's good and great. I feel like I'm on top of the world. Yes, I'm driven by my inner lover. Now, just what does my inner lover do? My inner lover tells me to live with a smile on my face. My inner lover tells me to live with a smile on my face. My inner lover tells me to look at the world and see everything beautiful in the world. And seeing everything beautiful in the world, knowing that everything in the world is indeed beautiful because I see it so. I have made it so by my thought, by my attitude, by my who I am. I'm driven by my inner lover. My inner lover looks at a flower, and on that flower are no bugs. On that flower are no dead leaves. On that flower is no becoming or being. On that flower is only the beauty I put there by my vision. On that flower is only the beauty I put there by my love from my inner lover. My inner lover is totally in charge of what I see in my world, what I am in my world, what I do in my world, and what I dream in my world. My inner lover is me. There's nothing else but me. That's who my inner lover is. My inner lover is so delightful. I love being with my inner lover because I just bubble over with the inner excitement and satisfaction of being me. My inner lover tells me being me is a wonderful thing to be. Each of us can say, I like being me, I like being me, I like being me, I like being me, I like being, and wow, do we feel good. Do you walk down the street with your chest pumped out and your chin up and your head back and you just feel shoulders back, you just feel wonderful? Do you walk down the street like a magical person and everyone looks at you and says, hey, you must have just won the sweepstakes. You must have just won a fortune. You must have just found happiness. You must have just found peace and love and goodness. Wow, wow, wow. And you did. You just found your inner lover. You just found that inner self of you that is so glorious that it doesn't want to let go. It never wants to let go because it is you. It is what you make of your world and what you make of yourself and what you make of life. And that's all that matters. This instant illumination that you have of being with and being as your inner lover is something so rewarding that it just tickles your heart. I know it tickles mine. I know every time I look at the people here at the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California, I think to myself, what a blessing I have to be surrounded by such glorious, fulfilling, rewarding people. Oh, they come and go. They go off and into their wonderful adventures and they enjoy their life and they find excitement there. But their heart is always in the monastery. Their heart is always in the monastery because here is unconditional love that surrounds them and upholds them and enfolds them. They don't need the monastery. They just bask in the love that the monastery is. They don't need to live in any one place because wherever they go, they carry that glow in themselves that is their inner love, that inner lover, that always is who they are. And wherever they go, people say, wow, you're a special person. Wow, why are you so happy? Wow, everything in your life just goes so good. How come? And they say, well, I'm just driven by my inner lover. Oh, you got an inner lover? Ho, 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 who is that? Right away, we think that inner lover is something so special, so wonderful, and it is. You know, it'd be such a wonderful thing if we had a different word for sex. And we have a tendency to say sex and love are the same thing. And that's okay if you want to say that. But love is so much more than just a physical response to life. Love is so much more than the physical response that we have to our bodies. Love is so much more. Love is that feeling of goodness, that feeling of right, that feeling of joy, that feeling of balance, that feeling of wholeness, that feeling of inner bliss that is incomparable, incomprehensible, and it just is wonderful. Truly, it is wonderful. I'm driven by my inner lover. Are you driven by your inner lover? Are you driven all the time by your inner lover? You know, if you're ever driven by something other than your inner lover, you can always go back to your inner lover. Your inner lover doesn't feel jilted. Your inner lover doesn't feel put off. Your inner lover is just always there. Always there, ready, willing, and able to be there for you. To be there for you under all circumstances. I'm driven by my inner lover. and everyone in my world is driven by their inner lover. And how great that is. How rewarding that is. How fulfilling that is. How fantastic that is. Because that is what makes the world go round. Being driven by our inner lover and having the music of our heart and soul soar out in a glorious fashion, making us feel worthy of everything our life has to give. And we cannot be worthy of it because we are the creator of it. So let us always create it fully, beautifully, wonderfully, now and forevermore. I am driven by my inner lover, and in it you exist, you live, and you are. I love you. I love you. I love you.